Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Deputy Minister of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities, Steve Letsike, says there has been a reduction in child marriages in provinces like KwaZulu-Natal. But Letsike has stressed these types of marriages persist. The department yesterday wrapped up its two-day national consultation in Durban on adolescent pregnancy in Ekurhuleni. Officials say the Indaba aims to strengthen South Africa's response to rising teen pregnancy and its social, health and economic impacts. Speaking to the SABC, Letsike said no child should be forced to marry.
I cannot say in a democratic country that says children cannot consent to sex when they are 16 and below, but yet parents or adults think that it's okay and it's normalized to transact with a child's life in the name of culture and in the name of religion. I think culture and religion are beautiful things, but we must never abuse them.
Metro Police in Johannesburg have arrested a taxi driver who's accused of crashing into a woman taking part in the Soweto Marathon. Officers say the 39-year-old attempted to flee but was stopped yesterday. The police department's Kholani Fila says a breathalyzer test moments later confirmed he was over the legal alcohol limit. He says the 37-year-old runner suffered serious injuries and was rushed to Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital.
The driver has been formally arrested on charges of driving under the influence of alcohol and hit and run, and thus failing to stop and render assistance. And a case docket has been officially opened for further investigation and prosecution. The JNPD views this violation of traffic laws and the disregard for the safety of road users in the most serious light.
South Africa had a trade balance surplus of just over 15.5 billion rand in October. SAR says trade with Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho and Namibia helped drive exports, which rose 7.4% year-on-year. Imports grew 7.3%. So far this year, the surplus stands at 142 billion rand, slightly lower than the 148 billion recorded in the same period last year. The Revenue Service says key export gains came from gold, diamonds and unwrought aluminium. Meanwhile, crude oil, petroleum products and equipment imports lifted import inflows. And activists in various organizations in South Africa have shown their support for Palestinians. They've joined others around the world yesterday to mark International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. The day was established by the United Nations in 1977 to spotlight the struggle of Palestinians for rights and statehood. On this day, the UN and organizations worldwide hold meetings and cultural events to renew calls for justice and peace. This year's commemoration comes amid a fragile ceasefire and an ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Sunny Morgan is with the South African chapter of the Global Sumud Flotilla that tried to deliver aid to Gaza several months ago.
A number of organizations under the banner of the anti-apartheid movement met at the Nelson Mandela statue at the Union Buildings and did a symbolic tying together of our struggle in South Africa and how we overcame and defeated apartheid, and connecting it to the struggle of the Palestinian people.
A recap of our lead story, Deputy Minister of Women, Youth and People with Disabilities, Steve Letsike, says there has been a reduction in child marriages in provinces like KwaZulu-Natal. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.